you're getting a little bit more doing some 11 on 11. Yeah. And that type of stuff.
It's just good to be back out there. Good to be in the huddle calling a play with those guys. And good to get a feel. I know it's a little bit of a different mode, but it's just good to be in the huddle. And obviously, I'm begging for more. You know, as soon as you get a taste, you just want to get back and do the whole thing. So I understand their precaution, but I also, at the same time, I want to be out there, you know, doing my job.
Does it feel 100%? I mean, everything feel normal for you down there?
Yeah, I don't think about my knee at all. So, you know, I've worked really hard to get to this point, so I could just go play football.
Ryan, what do you think of the pistol?
I mean, we did it last year, so I don't have a problem with it. I think, you know, obviously Kyle has some experience running it. And really, me doing that pistol right now is because they won't let me get under the center. So,
Does it give the offense any advantage?
I think so. I think it's a different look. The defense, you know, has to be ready for it. Usually, I think as a defense, you're looking at a team out of the gun. You know, you're looking at strengths and weaknesses. Where's the strength of the passing formation and things like that? And when he's behind the center, he can go either way. So, I mean, behind the quarterback in the pistol. So, I think it does create some advantages, and you can also run out of it a little bit better. So, I guess the benefit to them not letting me get under center is we get a little work out of it.
Brian, what's the relationship like between you and Johnny so far?
Oh, it's good. I mean, it's a working relationship. I think Coach Patton touched on it. We're both out here competing, but at the same time, we're teammates, and we're all trying to make this team better.
Brian, what else can you do to convince them to get you out there and let you
be? Nothing. I mean, at some point, they might get a restraining order against me because it doesn't matter if it's Coach Patton, Joe Sheehan, Kyle, Dow. I'm texting them all and just asking them all the time. So I'm going to continue to do it. I mean, I think for me, I'm going to press, you know, to the fullest, and then they can hold me back. That's their call. But I'm going to make sure they know I'm ready to go.
Is there a time frame?
Have you kind of forgotten about the knee? I mean, are you far enough along?
I don't think – the only thing that is a reminder is this brace slides every now and then. I got to pull it up. But other than that, I really don't – you know, it's just getting back and, like I was telling these guys before, to get back and have a little bit of a pass rush and react, it even kind of cements a little bit more of how confident I feel, pushing up in the pocket, doing things like that. And so far, so good.
How's everybody doing with learning a new offense again?
Yeah, it's good. And really, you know, we got some new guys. You know, the rookies just came in, and we got some new receivers that just got brought in. And I think they've picked it up relatively quickly. And it's good to have guys who've been here the whole offseason program so they can bounce questions off of, or, you know, we break a huddle, a guy has a question, I can tell him what he's doing. But for me personally, I feel more comfortable in a system like this just because it's more similar to what I was kind of brought up with.
Brian, what's the difficulty in maybe being a little more helpful to a rookie who's in competition for your position?
There's no difficulty. I think we touched on this before the draft and now after the draft. I mean, my approach stays the same, and like I said, I think the best way to mentor someone is just to do things the right way and be the best quarterback I can be.
Brian, you've always had to fight for a job. Does this feel any different, though?
It does feel different because as of right now, I'm the top guy. Before, I've always kind of been coming from behind. So I think it does feel a little bit different. But to me, I think my mentality has never really changed. I've always kind of thought of myself as the starter and prepare that way because you never know when that opportunity was going to come. I didn't know that in, you know, week three last year I was going to be the starting quarterback of the Browns, but I felt like I always prepared myself for that moment, and I think really that's the only way to go about it.
Brian, did it matter to you that your owner and your head coach, your GM?
Brian Hoyer, by the way.
Did it matter to you that Jimmy Haslam and Coach Patton immediately said you are the starter?
Not really. I mean, to me, like I said, my attitude hasn't changed since before the draft, so you know, it's always nice for those guys to say those things, but I know when it comes down to it, what matters is what, you know, takes place out on this field.
Right. So what do you feel like that even necessary?
I don't know. You know, for me, I don't need to be handed anything. I think we've made it clear it's going to be a competition, and what those guys have said has been pretty much what has been said to me. So, you know, I don't really make too much of it. I really didn't know about it until Dan told me when I was talking to you guys that, you know, these are the statements that were made. So, to me, I don't think it changes anything.
Do you feel like you could have been out there doing taking your normal turn in 11 on 11 when you need?
Yeah, no doubt. And I think Coach Patton has touched on it. It's not so much anything with me. It's about just making sure we're smart and making sure no one knocks into me, which at the same time, I know I'm going to get tackled in, you know, less than 3 months anyway. So, like I said, I'm ready to go, and it's their job to make the best decision what's for for me and for this team. So I respect that, but I also, like I said, I stay on top of those guys and make sure they know I'm ready to go.
I realize the thing with Josh is probably early in the process here, but you have to have some kind of reaction thoughts to what's going on.
I don't. I'll wait until we find out what's going on. Obviously, you see him out here practicing. We're throwing balls to him just like it's business as usual. And until there's a final say, I think that's the way we have to go about it, because if you assume one way or the other, it really could, you know, come back to bite you. So we just go about it as business as usual. And for me, really, this is my first, you know, real time getting a chance to work with Josh. Last preseason, I didn't get a lot of work with him, and you know, just a few short weeks in the regular season. So it's been good to kind of get on the same page as him.
Brian, I know your first impression of being with Josh in the meeting rooms
and yeah,
around the locker room. What's he like?
I think you know, he's coming in as a rookie. He understands he's a rookie. He's pretty quiet. You know, he really pays attention. I see him taking a lot of notes. And it's good to get out here on the field, and we go through the drills together. And to me, he seems like he's a hard worker. And I think, you know, every expectation I had of him, is he's kind of lived up to that.
Is it frustrating that he's the biggest story in football right now?
No, it doesn't affect me, so no.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about sending him a birthday card in a few weeks. No, I mean, I totally get it. I think when you are competing for the same job, it's not like a receiver, or it's not like an O-lineman where, you know, there's only one guy out there. So I don't think I wouldn't put too much into it. I don't think we're in there, you know, not being friendly. But I do think when you know, you're kind of gunning for the same thing, there is a little bit of an edge to it.
What do you make of the hype? This isn't normal, obviously, for an OTA in Cleveland.
I see a lot of familiar faces, so it's, you know what it is, it's football. I think it's the greatest sport in the country, and anytime there's a big story, people want to hear about it. So I think it's great for this league. I think it's great for the team. But when, like I said, when it comes down to it, the stuff that really matters is what happens on the field.
All right, we got time for a couple more questions.
I know you thought that the Browns were going to draft another quarterback, mm-hmm. but at any point did you think that you might be better served asking to go somewhere else?
No, never. I think. And I think everyone else has made it clear that it's not going to be kind of just pushing me aside. So I knew that this was, you know, even going back to last summer, this is the place that I wanted to be. And I ended up working out and getting back here, and then I got a chance to play. So I've said it a million times, this is my hometown. This is where my family's from. This is where I want to make a difference in this program and in this organization. And, you know, I'll never shy away from competition. And it's something that I had prepared myself for. I didn't know who it would be. It was almost a sense of relief when he was drafted, because I knew exactly right then and there what it was going to be. So, you know, it's just time for us to, you know, it's good to be back out on the field and get to work.
Early impression of the new veteran wide receivers?
They're awesome, man. I think they're high-quality guys. They're hard workers. Miles, I already joked with him. He looks like a coach walking through. He tucks his shirt in all the time. He's got a cup of coffee. So it's good to it's good to have those guys in here, especially with kind of what's going on in that position. And like I said, a lot of those guys have picked it up quick. I know Anthony played with Kyle in Washington. Earl was out here today. Got a chance to throw something to him. And then hopefully, you know, we get Miles out here and start working with him. So, yeah, it's
–
What's that?
Just that you've been withdrawn with these guys.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, it's helped. I think the one guy who – I like more and more every day I work with is Andrew Hawkins. The guy runs his routes so hard. He runs his it reminds me a lot of my time when in New England with Welker, where the guy runs every route to win. He's going full blast, and you see him out there. You can tell when he walks back the huddle, he gave his all on every play, and he's just a competitor. And I think the more guys you get like that, the better, you know, your team becomes.